A pilot program enacted by the state legislature has found 1 in 5 infants born to at-risk mothers at 4 Indiana hospitals had opiates in their system at birth. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fentum reports, the program measures the prevalence of neonatal abstinence syndrome, or NAS.
NAS refers to a group of problems that occur in infants after they're exposed to addictive drugs in the womb. In 2014, Indiana passed a law creating both a task force and a pilot program that would study its prevalence in Indiana. The pilot program, which began earlier this year, requires all expectant mothers receiving prenatal care at 4 Indiana hospitals to take a verbal test that screens for potential drug use. If that test is positive, the baby's umbilical cord is tested for drugs. Preliminary results from the pilot, which began earlier this year, show a fifth of the umbilical cords connecting babies to mothers with a positive verbal screen tested positive for opiates. Task Force member and neonatologist Maria Del Rio Hoover, who presented the findings before a House study committee Thursday, says the purpose of the testing isn't punitive. She says it's a way to pinpoint those mothers and infants most in need.
If we treat the drug use, we can diminish the risk and keep the family together.
Del Rio Hoover says she expects 5 more hospitals to be added to the program in the near future. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fentum.